And as many people would know, it's Book Week this week. And I hope that you're having fun with Book Week and you're celebrating the books. And it's not just about costume stress. With you now on ABC Radio Canberra is Dr. Belle Alderman. She is an Emeritus Professor of Children's Literature and Director of the National Centre for Australians Children's Literature. Belle, you're always well-dressed. You don't strike me as someone who will be suffering from Book Week dress stress.
No, I'm afraid not. I'm too old for that.
You're never too old to dress up, Belle.
But I am thinking of all those wonderful costumes.
Yes, it is a lot of fun.
It is.
Yes, there's a bit of stress, but I mean, I'm lucky where I've got kids that prefer to look after it all of it themselves.
Excellent.
So my involvement is fairly minimal, except cleaning up the craft mess. But that's fine. Well, I'm okay with that. Yeah. But for children's literature this week, Belle, it's quite a significant week because the 2019 Book of the Year award winners have been announced.
They have.
Are these the big awards for children's books in Australia?
The biggest awards, they have the most influence, and people buy the books. They race to the bookshop and say, "I have to have all of these books." So this is the way to promote good books
through this award system.
Yes, but they've been going for 46 years, so you know they have a reputation. They're trusted and they're pretty good.
Take us through some of the pretty good big winners, Belle.
Okay, well. The novel that I really, really, really loved didn't win, but it was an honor book. So that's okay. But the one that did win is called Between Us by Claire Atkins. And this particular book is a feature of some of the children's books these days where it's a dark theme, but children do need to know. This is obviously for young adults. And it really is the story of a young girl who's living in a refugee camp and she's let out to go to secondary school. She meets up with a young man who's in secondary school. They become friends, but there's really no hope for that relationship. And meanwhile, they're the adults that are interacting. There's an immigrant from Vietnam who is now settled in Australia. And so he's conflicted because he's the security guard for this camp. So this is a novel that doesn't have a happy ending. But it's probably important for us to think about and to talk about. So good on Claire Atkins. She has a background of an immigrant. She talked with refugee centres. So it's built on authentic material.
And what age group for Between Us by Claire Atkins?
Well, you know, given that children are much more aware of what's going on in the world, a good reader, a reader who's understanding 12 and up.
And It's you mentioned that it's the themes are quite dark for them, but I guess they're hearing about refugees all the time.
They are hearing about it, and it's better to really know all the ramifications and what might happen and what will, you know, how people feel in different ways because every perspective is introduced in this story.
Yes.
So that's a fair way to present it.
So putting some human faces on what are just characters in news stories so often for, not just for kids, for us as well, I guess, Belle.
It's true. It's just as good for us.
So that book, Between Us by Claire Atkins, that was the big winner. And then you said honour books, your favourite was among those.
My favourite was Lenny's book of absolutely everything. And this book is a classic. It will last forever. Adults should read it. Everyone should read it. It's a story of human relationships, a wonderful story of a young girl who has a brother who's giantism. So unfortunately, it's not got a happy ending because he dies. But there is a lot of family relationship, a lot of coping with being a single mom. This is a book that really touches your heart and you leave it thinking, oh, what a good story.
So you say it hasn't got a happy ending. So our two top books that you've mentioned, you know, it's not all rosy. It's not got a happy ending. We were talking about this yesterday because we're talking about Play School and how they had a very significant episode yesterday
death.
Morning
yes.
where they started talking about death for preschool children. How important is it that, I mean, you're obviously talking about an older age group here. How important is it that, what is different about books when it comes to introducing these darker themes into someone's life?
Well, I think they're not really intended for children to have on their own.
Yes.
They're meant to have an adult intermediary. There needs to be people around to talk about some of these issues that are raised. Even the picture books that we're going to look at and the books for early childhood, they too have some dark themes. But isn't it better to have an intermediary like a book where you can look at it and remove yourself from it, but think about it and have an adult talking with you? So not every book is like this, but I think that there's an important role for these books to play in developing empathy and understanding.
And for older people who might be around kids when they're reading these books, I guess, you know, do we ask, oh, what are you reading? What's it about? You want to talk about it? Is that the conversation we need to be having?
Yes, that's exactly the kind of conversation we should be having as adults.
So that is Karen Foxley's Lenny's Book of Everything, which Dr. Belle Alderman from the National Centre for Australian Children's Literature said, all of you should be reading. What else? Who else was a winner in these 2019 Book of the Year awards?
Well, this one is for younger readers. Emily Rodder is one of the most translated authors in Australia. She sold 18 million copies of her books worldwide. Every child that I know has read Del Toro Quest series, which is made up of 20 books over a year and a half. How in the world an author could do that? She's just won the Companion of Australia. She is an absolute master at a storytelling. I love this book. This book is good for adults and it's good for children. And it's really a mystery. And it's quite sophisticated in one way because it has two texts. One is the story of what's happening in the past and one is the present day and how the present and the past interweave together. And it's got a mystery in it. Who are these people? Who's in this book that they discover in the house? So a fabulous book. Another one by Emily Rodder. Yahoo!
So it'll twist your brain a bit, but with the mystery factor in there, a bit of a page turner.
It is, definitely.
So that is Emily Rodder's His Name Was Walter. So that was Book of the Year for younger readers. What age group are we talking about with younger readers?
We're talking about 7 to 12.
Okay.
You know, upper primary.
Yes. And what else has caught your eye with these winners, Belle?
Well, Alison Lester's Tricky's Bad Day is so relatable. Everybody who reads it thinks, oh, I've had a bad day like that. Every time I put on my socks, it's the wrong color. I can't find the matching one. I get out of the bed on the wrong side and I fall on the floor. The cereal that I love is gone. There's no milk. We all know these. And this happens to Trixie. And I think Trixie is kind of a lion. It's kind of hard to tell sometimes with these children's books. But this is very funny, and it does end well. Dad tries to get Trixie's bad day away by distracting him and finding something good for him. So it ends well.
So bad day is a character in the book, is it?
Yeah. Well, Trixie is the bad.
Oh,
is the character. And Trixie, I think, is a lion. I'm not 100% sure.
And so that's for early childhood readers?
That is.
Trixie's. What's so good about this book, though, Belle?
So what's good about this one?
Yes.
Oh, I think the detail and the fact that we can relate to it. You could be any age and you wake up and the day is bad. Everything goes wrong. And I think that's what that book is about. And that, so I can imagine adults and children saying, let's read that one again.
Yeah.
You know, make us feel good because we've had days like that. But now this is an amazing story.
So that was Alison Lester's Trixie's Bad Day. And it was one of the Book of the Year award winners for early childhood range. Any other ones, Belle, that you thoroughly enjoyed?
Well, let's skip on over now to the picture book of the year.
Oh, I love the picture books.
Now, we have to realize that the picture books these days are not primarily for children. At least in this award, it can be for children up to 18. So we're talking about quite sophisticated books. And that's why two of the winners in this category, Cicada by Sean Tan, is, you know, I talked to somebody about this today and she said, I would never give that to children. Okay, so, but then you might want to give this to children. This is about a cicada.
Yes.
And you can tell from the end papers, this is rather bleak. Looks like a landscape of empty buildings.
It could be. It looks a little bit 1984 to me, Belle.
Well, you know, that's a good point that you mentioned because what happens in this book is there's a character. Now, he's got a name tag, but it has...
Dressed in grey.
Yes, totally grey.
He is a cicada as
well. Yes, and he is a cicada. And this is the sense of the text. Cicada work in tall building. Data entry clerk. 17 year. no sick day, no mistake. Tick, tock, tick, tock. The entire text is told from this Sakato's point of view, and it's not a happy story. No one appreciates him at work. No one knows where he goes home. He's not allowed in the toilet in the building. He has to go several blocks to go to the toilet. When he comes back, his time is docked and he loses pay. This is not a happy Sakata. No, no. And you think, woo. So one of the last, towards the end of the book, it says, no work, no home, no money. Sakata to go to the top of a building. Time to say goodbye. Okay, I noticed from your
face. We're not going there, are we?
Yep. All right, so he goes to the top of the building, and there he's standing on the precipice of the building.
I'm getting a bit worried about this.
But then, as the pages turn,
yes,
what happens?
He gets rid of
his... He turns into a cicada.
His old dead suit skin.
Yes, and then he flies away.
And he's brightly coloured.
Brightly coloured. And, you know, you can tell that this is going to be a happy ending because it says, cicadas all fly back to forest. Sometimes think about human. Can't stop laughing. Talk, talk, talk. And so I suppose in the way, when you reach the end,
it's in
he's
the
happy.
See, next time I hear that whir of the cicadas in summer, I'm going to think there's someone that escaped a boring office job.
Yeah.
And it's flying free with the other cicadas.
I mean, I suppose in a way, Sean Tan's stories are always universal. They speak to whoever's reading it. I mean, you and I are going to read something entirely different from that book. But there might be young people say that he's really bored. Poor thing. Mm. But then he flies away, so he's happy. So it's not necessarily a depressing book, but it's not necessarily a book that you would ordinarily think.
Yes.
Children.
So it's like The Very Hungry Caterpillar meets 1984, really.
Oh, wow. That's a good way to put it, I think. Yeah.
And we're running out of time, and I want to quickly mention did you want to mention one more winner, maybe?
Belle, okay, let's mention one more winner.
Yes,
I reviewed this earlier this year. This one is Sorry Day, which we are now looking at every year. And this is, when I mentioned it before, it's a time slip book, which is quite unusual. It's really the story of the stolen generation. And at the same time, there's a young white girl who's lost her mother, just like this Aboriginal girl is going to lose her family and her mother. And then towards the end of the book, there's a reunion. And then there's the Prime Minister giving the Sorry Day speech with everybody coming together. So, and in the back of this book is also typically of a National Library book. There's all the information that you might wish to share with your
child. All the sources.
Yeah. I mean, it's a simple story, but it's a deep story and really one that's important.
And so that was Coral Bass, her book Sorry Day, and that won the Eve Pownall Award, is
Eve
it?
Eve Pownall, the information book.
Yes, the information book award. So many worthy winners and beautiful stories in there, Belle. Very quickly, story time. Tell me a bit about that. That's happening at the National Library,
Library of Australia, yes. And this is going to be 200 years worth of Australian children's books.
Wow,
can you imagine? There's about 270 objects on show, everything from ephemera like a May Gibb quilt and a May Gibb sweater to contemporary art showing how drafts and manuscripts change. There's, you know, our favorite people like Bob Graham with a couple of his books there with all the artwork and with the dummies showing the creative process. And they've got a most fabulous room for kids called Playtime. And along one wall is about 17 original artworks. And those artworks, they're encouraging the children to make up their own story and draw their own story.
Ah.
There's the Storybox Library is offering about 10 of these stories that are in the exhibition. You can watch them being read in an animated fashion. And then you can do your own drawing. There's even a bed. If you want to, you can slip in the bed. And
Just in case the creativity makes you a bit tired.
And then there's one thing that I think is really quite nice. The panels there are about 9 panels for children that are lower down so that they can read them in simple language that then ask them to think about what they're seeing, a question. There's also about 4 artworks that are covered over with black drape because they're very sensitive to color, so that they're encouraging the children to lift the drape carefully.
And have a peek.
Yeah. And then they see this beautiful artwork. So what a great idea. So this is 200 years of the books that we remember, Blinky Bill, Cuddlepot and Snuggle Pie, and the contemporary favorites of all, including Sean Tan and Graham Bass. There's everybody, something for everybody, and lots of free events to go to. How could you miss out?
Wonderful. So that is Storytime, and it's taking place at the National Library.
Yes.
Belle, thank you. On this very special Book Week edition, thank you so much for joining us here on Afternoons. Okay. That is Dr. Belle Alderman, Emeritus Professor of Children's Literature, and she is the Director of the National Centre for Australian Children's Literature.